not chayiv. Perish. The women is only in scharim, not in the kavis women, not in the mitzvah with the schiris hamolig, because they're not benois milchama. That's the famous chinuch. And the Rambam doesn't say that women are potter. The Rambam, if the Rambam thought women are potter, the Rambam should say that women are potter. The Rambam doesn't say that women are potter from schiris hamolig. So pashtus is a machlekes. It's not mamish muchuch, because it could be argued that the Rambam holds, it's not so clear in the Rambam, but it could be argued that the Rambam holds that schiris hamolig is a mitzvah on the tzibur, not a mitzvah kol yochid v'yochid altogether. And there are those who want to be mitayek that way in the Rambam, in which case the fact that the Rambam says it's not noig, you know, the Rambam wouldn't say it's noig b'scharim and not b'nekevis, because not noig neither b'scharim nor b'nekevis, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur to make sure that, you know, people know about, don't forget about the, and therefore the tzibur instituted, we should have Parshas Zohar and so on. But if that's not true, Pashtus in the Rambam doesn't say it's only by Scharim. The Pashtus in the Rambam that Schiris HaMolek is by Scharim and by Nekevis. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. There's also Machlokes throughout the Chinuch. What's the reason for the mitzvah of Schiris HaMolek? The Chinuch writes that Mishoshe HaMitzvah, that a person should know Shekol HaMeitzu Yisrael Nase Sonoi Lufnei Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he becomes a Sonoi of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person should know that the enemies of Klal Yisrael are the Ribbono Shel Olam's enemies. So that's the lesson. Amalek was the first enemy of Klal Yisrael, and it became Melchama Hashem LaAmalek Midor. So that's the lesson of Schiris Amalek. That's what we're supposed to get out of Schiris Amalek, to know that the enemies of Klal Yisrael are the enemies of the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the other hand, the Rambam writes that the purpose of Schiris Amalek is Lishmer Yavosoi, to maintain from generation to generation the hatred of Amalek, in order that we should be prepared to perform to do the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. That's what it says in Rambam. So L'chaira, based on that, I would have expected that the Rambam should say that it's only B'Sharm and not B'Nekevis. The Rambam says Mechias Amalek is in order that we should go out to Melchama against Amalek. So when Noshim are not the B'Nais Melchama, the Rambam would be the one that I would understand. He could all. It's not B'Sharm and not B'Nekevis. On the other hand, the Chinuch, who says the purpose of Schiris HaMolek is to learn this Musa lesson, that Kol HaMeitzu Yisrael Nase Sonoi Lufnei HaMolek. So why isn't that a good Musa lesson for women as well as for men? If it's important for women, for men to know something about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he hates enemies of Klal Yisrael, so why is that important, less important for women? So the Chor Tzvar is the Fuchus. The Rambam holds that the purpose is in order that we should Lishmerei Vosei to go out to Melchama. He doesn't say it's not Noig B'Nekevis. And the Chinuch, who says the purpose is later that Kol HaMeitzu Yisrael Nase Sonoi Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chinuch is the one who says that it's noig mischarim and not b'nekevis, because they're not b'nais milchama. So it's sort of a paradoxical thing. So I thought the pshat is that faked, that they go to shitosa, because the truth is that the psukim themselves need a hezer. In the psukim themselves, you see that the Torah says mechias amolik right in the middle of the mitzvah of spirits amolik. It says zochas esher osolcha amolik. And then it says, "V'ha'yu laniach Hashem alkecho mikol alechem yisov v'tim chazeich ramolik." Then it says, "Lo tishkach." So lo tishkach—that's the lav that goes together with zocher. Skiv is the essay. Lo tishkach is the lav, and in the middle between the two is the mitzvah mechias hamolik. Why did the mitzvah mechias hamolik fall in the middle? Why did the Torah put it right in the middle of skiv hamolik? Torah is two separate mitzvahs. So obviously the Torah is telling me that there's some kind of connection between Mechias HaMolek and Schiris HaMolek. So what's the connection? So it's possible to say there's two possibilities. One possibility is the Torah saying this is the purpose. You should remember what HaMolek did in order that you should then be prepared to go out and to wage war against HaMolek, like it says in Rambam. And I assume that's how the Rambam read the Pesukim. That's where the Rambam got this notion from. What's the reason for Schiris HaMolek? Lishmer Yavosi, that we should be able to go out to Melcham against HaMolek. The Rambam didn't make it up. He read it into the psukim. That's why the Torah puts Tim Chazeich HaMolek right in the middle of Zocher and Leitishkach, because that's the whole purpose. But if you hold not that way, like the Chinuch, that's not the purpose, so what's it doing in the middle? Why is Mechias HaMolek mentioned in the middle of Zocher and Leitishkach? So you have to say the second possibility, which is that the reason why Mechias HaMolek is put in the middle is because that's part of the Schira. You have to remember Shasar Osocha HaMolek, and remember that and all of that is leisishkach. In other words, it's part of the content of Schiris HaMolek. Part of the content of Schiris HaMolek is to know that there's a mitzvah to wage war against HaMolek. And there's that's very well could be. Really, it's a suffix in halacha. It's a suffix in Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah has a suffix. It brings from the Pesukim. The suffix is a person yaisi parshas Amalek, tchiras Amalek by reading by Yovei Amalek in Bishalach. What's the suffix? All the whole story of Amalek is there too, but what's missing is it doesn't say anything there about Mechias Amalek. It says by Yovei Amalek, by Yilakam Yisrael Berefit him, and it says the story, but it doesn't say anything about Mishneh Timchas. That's only the parsha of Zohar, Sisar also Amalek, and that's the suffix. Are you yaisi parsha Zohar if you don't mention anything about Milcham against Amalek? And presumably, the chinuch is going to have to read the psukim. That's what the psukim is saying. That you have to zochar shesarsu l'cha amalek and zochar that vayyam aliyach Hashem l'kechach timcha zecher amalek. And that's all part of the schir. From all of that, we realize how much Kadosh Baruch Hu hates amalek, that he wants us to wage war against them and so on. Midor dor. So it's all part of the schir is amalek. The emphasis is the rhyme of Rashi from the chinuch that's what he holds, because the chinuch says that there's a mitzvah of schir is amalek. And he says that we're mekayim it every year when we read Zohar in Parshas. When we read Parshas Zohar once a year in the regular cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then he says in Eretz Yisrael where they had a 3-year cycle, so they were yotzeis mitzvahs here once every 3 years, because they only came to Parshas Zohar once every 3 years. And then he says, and maybe that's why they were mesak in Parshas Zohar to read once a year. It's fascinating. We take for granted that Parshas Zohar, the Arba Parshas, the reason why you have Parshas Zohar is in order to fulfill mitzvah Shechiras HaMolek, and everybody makes sure to go to shul to hear Parshas Zohar in order to get the mitzvah Shechiras HaMolek. And by the chinuch, it's like a shtickle Torah, an afterthought. You didn't think that was why you were misakin Parshas Zohar at all. If you happen to be in shul, you'll hear Parshas Zohar. That's not the that's always the mitzvah Shechiras HaMolek is once a year in the regular cycle of Kriyas HaTorah, and there it's shul once every 3 years, and maybe that's why they were misakin Parshas Zohar. But it says in the chinuch that in Eretz Yisrael, when they had a 3-year cycle, Parshas Zohar aside, they were Mekayim Mitzvah Shechiras HaMolek once every 3 years. Why once every 3 years? It should be twice every 3 years. Parshas B'Shalach, when we read Yovei HaMolek, and then in Dvarim, when we read the Zohar Shechiras HaMolek. So it's not twice, it should be twice every 3 years. Al Korach HaTechinuch holds that with Parshas B'Shalach and Ad Yotzei. Why? Because it doesn't say anything about Timchas Zecher HaMolek. Apparently he holds it. The content of Shechiras HaMolek has to include Mechias HaMolek. That's how he read the Psukim. That's how he has to read the Psukim, because according to him, it's not in his scene, it's time. So what's Mechias HaMolek doing in the middle of Shechiras HaMolek? Al-Kokach, it's part of the content of the mitzvah of Shechiras HaMolek. So Zachinu, that the Rambam and the Chinuch are arguing how to understand the Psukim. The Rambam understood the Psukim Zohar, Sheshar, Osul, HaMolek. In order that, he should be ready and prepared. Lishmer, Yvosei, Tomid, Klai Yisrael should be ready always to wage war against the HaMolek. And the chinuch read the psukim. No, zochar asher asu l'cha amalek is because it's a musar shmuz from sichas musar of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you should know that the enemies of Klal Yisrael are the enemies of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that you understand what Klal Yisrael is all about, and so on. But what you have to remember is asher asu l'cha amalek, and that there's a mitzvah of ayu b'niach let timcha zecher amalek, and so on and so forth. So now kshanubom lodum, are women chayiv in shechiras amalek? So according to the Rambam, shechiras amalek doesn't have to include any mention of mechias amalek. The only thing is, it's for the purpose of Lishmer Yvosei Tomit, to pass on from generation to generation the enmity against Amalek. In order that, Klai Yisrael should be prepared to wage war against Amalek. So who says women are exempt from that? On the contrary, the women are the ones who raise their children, the future warriors of Klai Yisrael, and they have to pass on to the children the Lishmer Yvosei Tomit. So it's not against Charm in the Kavis as well. Hashenkin, according to the Chinuch, the reason for the mitzvah taka maybe is applicable to women as well, but the content, what you have to say in Shechiras HaMolek, is you have to talk about Mechias HaMolek. So it's like in benching. You know, Gemara says that has a suffix that women are chayiv in benching. So Tosfos speaks out, why wouldn't women be chayiv in benching? He says because in benching you have to mention Bris Milah and you have to mention Talmud Torah. Women aren't chayiv in Bris Milah, not chayiv in Talmud Torah. So Mela, they're not chayiv in benching. But the purpose of benching is for the purpose of benching is certainly applicable to women as well. But it doesn't matter. The content of benching includes things that are not negated to women. So maybe they're potter from Birchas HaMazon. Or maybe not. Maybe by the Empress Vitar is not Ma'akiv, so they're not potter from benching. But I'll upon him, you see a Musuk that when you have a mitzvah to say something, but if part of what you have to say is mitzvahs that are not negated to you, so then you take a potter from that Amira. So if the Amir of Shechiras HaMolek includes mitzvahs Milchama, and women are not included in mitzvahs Milchama, so in Meila they don't have the mitzvah of Shechiras as well. So forget the Rambam lechinuch l'shitasam. The Rambam holds the content of Shechiras HaMolek doesn't have to include women. The purpose is lishmer yavaseh, but it's not part of the content. So it's noig b'nekevus as well as by Yischar. And according to the chinuch, the content of Schiris HaMolek includes Mechias HaMolek, and if that content is not relevant to women, so then they're potter from the mitzvah of Schiris. The Chinuch L'Shitosa holds that women are not chayiv in Schiris HaMolek. Kapon, what's that kapshat in the Chinuch? It's such and so important to know, Kolam Eitz L'Yisrael Nasa Sonil Fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, why is that an important lesson for us to know that our enemies are the Ribbono Shel Olam's enemies? I said the other way around. Maybe it's important to know the Ribbono Shel Olam's enemies are our enemies. But that's not what he says. He said the lesson is Kolam Eitz L'Yisrael Nasa Sonil Fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some of the pshat is that the person that he had, that it's part of understanding the nature of Klal Yisrael, the role of Klal Yisrael in the world. The Klal Yisrael in the world, we carry the banner of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore the enemies of Klal Yisrael are the enemies of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And those who are made to Yisrael, the people who are made to Yisrael, and the portion of the world that are made to Yisrael, it's because they are a sign of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with the lightning rod, always the Tekef Hara in the world, always attacks Klal Yisrael. And then Mishitaka see the Bechush in every generation. The Tekef Hara, whatever the Tekef Hara is in that generation, it's the number one, its enemy is always an enemy of Klal Yisrael as well. Whether it was, in every generation, Molech in that generation, and the Nazis in that generation, and the communists in that generation, and today the Islamists in our generation, whatever it represents in every generation, and in every generation it's different. It's Poshet Surah of Aleifit, the Leivish Surah, the Ra itself is Goyim. Havdil, just like Tush is Goyim in Medina Lamedina, Torah is Goyim in Medina Lamedina, the Tekev Ra is also Goyim apparently in Medina Lamedina, and from people to people. But in every generation there's a certain Tekev Ra, and Amalek is mislabish in something, and that's the Tekev Ra, and that Tekev Ra always becomes an enemy of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's the Pshat Chazal say about it by Amalek. So it says in Chazal that Kol HaMeitzu LeYisrael Boi B'din Don HaMoisei, that whoever is Meitzu to Klal Yisrael would dan the din of Amalek. So the Medrash Chazal. So what does that mean? I think that's what it means. It means that Amalek in every generation, that what Amalek represents, which is the take of a Ra, that irredeemable Ra, there's Ra in everybody, but that's redeemable, but the irredeemable Ra, the take of a Ra in the world, which is Amalek, it's mislabish in Kol HaMeitzu LeYisrael. And you want to know where's Amalek in the world? Well, who's the Meitzu LeYisrael in that generation? That's the Tekef Ra. You take a see. The Tekef Ra, the good guys are not the ones who are Meitzu to Klal Yisrael. It's always the Rishi Olam. Their first enemy is always Klal Yisrael. That's why you see. So they come at all sides, from the right, from the left. Wherever the Tekef Ra is, that's this Nagdus to Klal Yisrael. And the Chinuch says that's what we have to understand. Muhammad Hashem Amalek, Amalek was made to Klal Yisrael, that wasn't by accident. It's because they're the sign of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Klal Yisrael, because we carry the flag of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, so we automatically become the enemies of the enemies of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Kachaz, that's what we carry. But in the long run, whose side do you want to be on? To be the flag bearer for Ribbono Shel Olam in the world is a privilege, and it's on the victorious side. But nonetheless, there are generations which that's not an easy thing, to be the flag bearer for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, fine. Let's take a look at the Rambam.